Have you ever been walking around SPA and seen something that made you wonder but you knew nothing about? Have you ever thought about the secrets that the SPA building may be hiding but never thought to investigate? Well, I'm here to help. My name is Taryn Karasty and I'm on a mission to answer your questions and to get to the bottom of all these school secrets. This is In Plain Sight. For today's episode, I interviewed upper school Spanish teacher Yolanda Castellanos about the display in the language wing.
Can you just tell me like the backstory of the display in the language wing?
When they finished the project of remodeling this area, they came out with very strict guidelines of what could go on the walls and anywhere. And so I started thinking, we need something that would tell anyone who comes here that this is a special place, that you have entered a different part of the world, so if you would. And how do you accomplish that? And so we started talking about, well, let's bring a world map and put it in our hallway. Maybe flags of the countries that represent the languages that we teach here. And do also the United Nations flag, because we are part of the world community. And then I had at home a whole bunch of knickknacks and ornaments and things that we have accumulated from our travels, my wife and I. And there were some display cases in there. And all of those ideas were like, no, we can't do this. No, you cannot do that. No, you cannot do that. And I'm like, I'm going to do it no matter what, because it makes sense. So I started bringing stuff from my house and started going into those display cases and started filling them up with stuff that represent different cultures. So I did the Spanish side, and then the other languages started thinking, well, maybe we'll bring some of it. So we'll try to bring enough so that the four cultures will be represented. It kind of died because not enough of the other languages brought enough stuff. And then I thought, why instead of having these boring ceilings, we're bringing flags of the world? And I had to ask the facilities manager, and didn't get quite a definite answer. But then at the end, they agreed, yeah, that sounds like a good thing. And so I went out and glued the flags in the ceiling. And that's how it all came. That's how it happened. Just my idea of giving this area of the building a flavor of that little global village kind of idea. So that's the story.
How long did this project last, or like when did it start and end?
Oh, I don't remember. It took a while, a couple of months to get it done, maybe. It took about a year after the construction to finally get the okay to begin. And I think the first things that we did was buy the flags that are by the end here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that we did, and brought my own stuff, and I didn't ask for permission. I just put the stuff in those empty display cases. But what else would be there if it's not something that had to do with the cultures of the languages that we teach? And then it took a while to get the flags in there because I couldn't get them to stay in place. In fact, there are a few that are kind of hanging up now, and they had to go and replace them. And then the maintenance people were then, that was the last thing that happened, that they purchased a map and then they put it up on the wall, the world map.
So you said that you brought in some of the
personal
items
that I have. That's in that thing that had to, that display case, and the first one going in, that are Spanish. There is Peruvian, Cuban, and Spanish little knickknacks and ornaments that are my own that I brought from home.
Do you have, like, a favorite knickknack or, like, ornament that is in that display?
They're all very dear to me. Don Quixote is my hero, and his friend Sancho Panza, and they're there. There are little knickknacks I have that are from Cuba that we brought in Cuba with our school trip in 2000, when we went to Cuba in 2001.
Yeah.
And then there are many that are from Peru that are very dear to me because my wife is from Cusco, Peru. And there's one piece there that is I think it's very special. It's a vase made by an artist from the Sacred Valley of the Incas who made this very, very pretty. I can show you the piece and maybe you can even take a picture of it. And this person is a renowned potter who works with clay. Glass and wood, and who has a piece of the UN and the World Bank. And he made one for St. Paul Academy, and it's there.
Now, whenever you walk by the language wing, you know how the display came to be. That's one more secret drawn out of the dark. Until next time, I'm Taryn Karasty, and this has been In Plain Sight.